It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring the list, music, and interviews for the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Rachel Anna Dobkin brings the jazz to the Stone Pony. Brian Matthew of this year's comeback calls in. We take a tip with Dennis, and Mike Florentine of Generation Underground checks in over the phone. They're rocking the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on March 31st. But first, joining us over the phone is Alec DeMello of Vendetta Rose. See them at the Asbury Lanes on March 30th. Alec, thanks for calling into the show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. And you guys just dropped your EP, Tilted Directions, just a couple of days ago. What went into producing that?
Well, we went to Lake House Studios. We went to the studio at Lake House. Tim Pinella produced the amazing record that we put out. We have four songs on it, Silent Letter, Blend, Over and Under, and Human Glass.
How could someone get a copy?
You can get a copy. We have it on Spotify. We have it on all media platforms. That we actually have it in the link in our bio on our Instagram, Vendetta Rose Band. We've also been sharing our music video around on Facebook and on Instagram. We've been promoting that also, which is Over and Under.
You guys, of course, are rocking the all-new Asbury Lanes on March 30th. What can people expect that night?
We're expecting the best show of our lives. That's what we've been saying. That's like what the band has been saying. We're expecting the best show of our lives. We're hoping for a really great night. We have a lot of great bands playing with us, such as Dress Code and The Flukes. So we're very excited to play with them as well and watch them.
How can someone get tickets?
You can get tickets from the Asbury Lanes. You can also get them from us. We have many tickets that we could sell. You can also get them online as well. You can get them through the website, VendettaRoseBand.com.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you to get tickets directly from you, can they reach out like on Instagram or Facebook?
Yeah, they can reach out on Instagram and Facebook as well. We also have them on those media platforms. On those social media pages.
What would be the best way for someone to keep track of what you guys are up to?
The best way, I think, is honestly Instagram. We are really good with our Instagram. We're really good with our Facebook. We're really good with our Twitter. Our amazing drummer really does a phenomenal job running it, John Matlis. He's unbelievable.
And the track we're doing is Over and Under. Tell us about this song.
Well, when I was writing Over and Under, I wanted to explain the perspective of an individual who suffered abuse as a child due to someone in their lives who suffered from alcoholism. I wanted the lyrics to show the adversity that abuse has on people, but show that you can overcome it and still remain to have a positive outlook in the future. That this struggle, this life-altering experience won't define them as a human being. That's basically what message I was trying to get. And when I wrote the title Over and Under, I was basically explaining like life is like a roller coaster. There's ups and downs. You go over and you go under. But you got to know there's always a light ahead. And that's basically the message I was trying to give for Over and Under.
It's a great message. Alec DeMello of Vendetta Rose, see them at the Asbury Lanes on March 30th. It's going to be the best show of their lives, so you better be there. Dude, thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. I really would love to shout out the band real quick.
Do it up.
Okay, on guitar, we have the amazing Nick Murata. We have the unbelievable Ryan Gracie on guitar. We also have John Matlos on drums. And then we have Kyle Crowley on bass. And I'm Alec DeMello.
See them all in action at the Asbury Lanes on March 30th. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Vendetta Rose with Over and Under on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
This is Rachel Anna Dopkin, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. See you at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park this Friday, March 29th.
Just right every night. I love the funny feeling that I get inside every time. We are not the types to sit and let a good thing pass us by, and that's why I am yours and you are mine. And life has a way of leaving today, the past where it should remain. And do when you are by my side, I'm so alive, yes, a chance to finally feel what it is all about, without the doubt, no, that I'll be there for you no matter what we see, or who will be, and always trying patiently.
Rachel Anna Dopkin with Always on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out her When It Happens to You album at rachelannadopkin.com. And don't miss her at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on Friday, March 29th. Jersey Rock Showcase band Connor Bracken and the Mother Leeds band is also on the bill. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Joining us over the phone is Brian Matthew of this year's comeback. They got a new album, Missing Pages, coming out on March 31st. Brian, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you for having me.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on here. And first off, before we even get into anything else, thank you for a killer performance on the Jersey Rock Showcase series.
Yeah, that was a great time. Thank you for having us on that. That was awesome.
That was a pleasure. You guys rocked the house. I've got a number of shows coming up. We'll talk about those in a moment. But first, I want to talk about the new album, Missing Pages. Tell us about that.
Missing Pages is actually it's not so much a continuation, but it's going to be filling in, you know, literally missing pages in the last album that we released. So they're all connected as a story.
It's coming out a week from now, March 31st. How could someone get a copy?
We're going to have it released all online, every streaming platform you can imagine. It's going to be on YouTube. You can come to our shows. We'll be pushing the hell out of it. Or you can always pick it up as a physical copy, a CD, for $5.
And, of course,
actually, I think it might be for $1. I'm pretty sure.
You know what's even better than $1 is free, and word is that you guys are giving out free tickets for a show you're doing with the Lenoka Harbor EMS on March 30th.
Yeah, the tickets are actually going to be $10 at the door, $8 in advance, or you can go through us, and we're going to just give it away for absolutely free.
People can just hit you up like on Instagram, or what's the best way
exactly.
for someone?
Yep.
So message on Instagram. Get tickets for the show on March 30th with Lenoka Harbor EMS. And then right after that, you're rocking out Chianfano's up in Elizabeth for Ernie Fest on April 6th, right?
Yes, we are. That's going to be a long show with a lot of different bands on it.
Tickets at the door, or can you get them in advance?
You can either pay in advance or pay at the door. You can always just go through us, and we'll have it all arranged. We can always deliver the tickets to you, mail them by hand.
And if someone can't make the drive up north, less a week later, you're rocking the Asbury Park Music Foundation. That's an interesting venue, and I'm not sure everyone even knows how to get into that. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a tiny little corridor right next to Russo's Music Store. You're always going to find like a little sign outside of it, or there's definitely going to be people hanging around the front, so you're not going to miss it. Like you know who you're like looking at. You know who's there.
And for that one, tickets in advance or just at the door?
It's also going to be tickets in advance or at the door.
What's the best way for someone to keep track of everything you guys are up to?
Definitely on Instagram. That's where we're most active with our story, our posts, stupid little skits that we do. That's just definitely where we're most active.
And the track we're doing is Voicemail. Tell us about this tune.
It's just another song following the story. I guess if you listen to the album, you could probably piece it together yourself.
Brian Matthew of this year's comeback. They've got a bunch of shows coming up, of course. First one, March 30th, over at the Lenoka Harbor EMS show. Hit them up on Instagram for free tickets, and don't forget to score their new album on March 31st, Missing Pages. Brian, thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thank you, man. Thank you.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's this year's comeback with Voicemail on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
CageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hi, this is Emily from Dentist, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Track off their Night Swimming album on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Score their music at DennisBand.com and catch them in action at the Asbury Park Yacht Club on April 6th. Joining us over the phone is Mike Florentine of Generation Underground. See them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on March 31st. Mike, thanks for calling into the show.
No, thank you guys for having me on.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on the Jersey Rock Podcast. Your latest album, self-titled Generation Underground, is out now. Tell us about the LP.
So the LP came out last August. We recorded it with Chris Penny, who was in Dillinger Escape Plan and Coheed and Cambria. We have some very special guests. We have Chris Fronczak from Patillo is on the song. Then we have Danny Warsnop from Asking Alexandria is also on the song talking about us. So, yeah, it's got everything you could look for in a new album. It's got everything from some heavier songs to some songs in the middle, some lighter songs, and it's got a little bit of everything for everybody, which I like, and it seems like our fan base likes a lot as well.
How could someone get a copy of the album?
So you can get our album at bigcartel.com/Generation Underground, and we'll be able to send you a copy, or you can come out to a show, and we could sell you a personal copy, and we could sign it for you either at the show, in my house, whatever makes you happy.
And speaking of shows, March 31st, over at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch, what can people expect from you guys that night?
People should expect one hell of a show, especially because we're headlining and we're playing everything off the album, along with some special covers that I'm sure people will know. And yeah, people should expect just a fun time, a lot of energy, a lot of crowd participation, and just an all-around great show.
Can you purchase tickets in advance, or is it just at the door?
You can purchase tickets in our merch store at bigcartel.com/Generation Underground, or on the Brighton Bar's website, which is, I think, thebrightonbar.com.
What's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Generation Underground is up to?
Best way to stay on top of us would be just to follow us through social media. We post every day on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're always regularly putting new stuff on our website. And YouTube, we have enough material to literally burn half a day. We have everything up there from vlogs. We take you behind the scenes from all of our shows, how they go together, different songs, us hanging out. Then we have different playthroughs. So if you want to learn how to play the songs, you can learn how to play them. Then we have documentaries for the album we have out. We have an EP that came out 2 years ago that we did with John Moyer from Disturbed. So we have those. Then we have mean comments, all the people talking trash on the internet. So we go after those people, and, you know, in a non-trolling way so that we're not feeding into the nonsense. And yeah, I mean, and then we have just a lot of footage that can keep someone very occupied for a very long time. So if you're looking to stay updated, definitely follow us on social media. And if you're looking for some entertainment, definitely follow us along on YouTube.
The track we're doing is Why Clean. Tell us about this song.
Why is a song we wrote in September 2017. We were at a point in the band where we didn't know what was going to be the next step. We were looking for new members, and we couldn't really tell what was going to happen. So I was jamming with my drummer, and we were just messing around with, like, a riff. And then we're just like, huh, I'm like, this kind of works. Like, it's got, like, a different kind of style to it. It's kind of bouncy. It's very energetic. And then we're just like, oh, let's take this to a whole other level. Let's just add this, like, nice little breakdown. Let's make this so completely different. And the song Why is about a kid that used to play in our band. He used to question everything we used to do. He'd be like, why? Why am I doing a radio interview? Why? Why are we playing a show? Why am I playing in the band still? Why do this? Why that? Why do that? So we got tired of hearing his bad attitude, so we just wrote a song about him. And 36,000 views later, I think it's a successful song because it's our biggest song to this date so far.
Mike Florentine of Generation Underground. See them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on March 31st. Score their self-titled album now. Mike, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you guys for having us on. And we are love listening to The Rat, and we hope to see you guys there.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Generation Underground with Why Clean on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Die. I hate all your friends. Want this song to end. I always mistakes. Why start on time? I always ask why. I just want to die. I hate all your friends. Want this song to end. I always ask why. I just want to die. I hate all your friends. Want this song to end. Why am I gonna go on a hitting spree? Why am I gonna be finally free? Why is this camera so freaking long? Why is this stupid freaking camera in my face? Why do I wanna hit it off my... Why do a video for the song? Why did Shannon dump me?
Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on Sunday, March 31st, and check out their music at GenerationUnderground.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com, every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter of the club, Rat at WRAT.com, and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.